Let's get to business news now with Nona Peltier. Nona, inflation increased more than expected. What are the magic numbers?
Yeah, almost 2%, 1.9% annually, and that was over 1.5% the quarter before. So this is positive news in terms of expectations. It exceeded the expectations, which means that maybe there's a little bit more heat in the economy than some people have been thinking. And that means that it may be that the Reserve Bank doesn't have to drop interest rates again and that the economy could potentially be righting itself. Although there's mixed opinion here. So we see some indicators that indicate that the economy is not going gangbusters by any stretch of the imagination. But 1.9% is a reasonable number. It's close to the target.
But not at the sweet spot where the Reserve Bank likes it to be.
The sweet spot, when you have an economy that's going as slow as this one, the sweet spot isn't really 2%. It's someplace closer to the 3. So we are still in territory that suggests weakness. But it is a bit more encouraging than could have otherwise been. And part of the reason is, as we just heard in the news, it's rents and other kinds of costs that aren't tradable costs. So some of the costs that we've seen rise are airline fares, that sort of stuff, or international. And then there's things within our own economy which may not be generating economic growth. So we'll have to see how that shakes out over the next quarter.
Okay, so the country's largest rest home operator, this is Oceania Healthcare, they have reported a big profit on increased sales. What did it make?
Well, actually, it's the third largest rest home operator.
Is it? Yeah,
okay. Not the biggest. There's Ryman, and of course, there's MetLife Care.
Yeah.
This one is fairly large, and it recently listed on the market, I guess, about a year or so ago. And it's focused, it has a strategy to build premium aged care facility. So this is beyond sort of retirement village atmosphere. This is where you'd go along and you'd be getting some additional care because you're in your declining health, that kind of thing. And there was a real gap in the market there. People are prepared to pay more for a premium type of facility. And so they're doing pretty well there, and they've increased their sales. So their profit, their net profit for the first half was $14.8 million. And that compares with $1.3 million the year before. It's a big increase. So they're pretty happy. And, of course, the market liked that. Their share price rose. Overall, the market dipped back a little bit today. We were down 23 points, but that's not that surprising considering how high the market's been performing. So we rose 23, we fell 23 points to 11,878. That's still a very high number there for the market. And the New Zealand dollar gained on that inflation data. So we're trading at 66.2 US cents, 96.7 Australian. So, yesterday, you might recall we were at 95.9.
Yep.
That's a big hike there. And 50.4 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business wrap.